Okay, let's begin Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Mem Gimel, and we are on Mem Beis Amem Beis. We read the Mishnah, and we're going to talk about the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us when is the Nesinas Rishus given. So we'll see in the Gemara, Nesinas Rishus here means Bitl Rishus, not Sechiras Rishus. When is Nesinas Rishus given? And that is, remember, one removes their authority from the area in order to allow the Erev to take place. If everybody takes part in the Erev, wonderful, amazing. But if somebody didn't take part in the Erev, whether Shogeg or Mezid, so then, if they're not Jewish, they have to. The only choice they have is Schiras Rishos, where one pays them for their rights in the yard. And for a Jew, there's Bitl Rishos. We had a Machlokas Rishonim yesterday. Does the Jew only have the chance of Bitl Rishos, or can a Jew also do Schiras Rishos? That was a Machlokas Rishonim that we saw between the Maharami Runenberg and the Rambam, who seems to say no, they're not allowed to do Schiras Rishos, while others seem to say that they could also do Bitl Rishos. Okay, so that was a Machlokas in the Mishnah. When is Nesinas Rishos done? Beis Shammai says it has to be done before Shabbos, and Beis Hillel says it can be done even on Shabbos. So he mentioned that in the Bavli discusses, what is this based on? Why does Beis Shammai say that it has to be done before Shabbos? And Beis Hillel says the Bitl Rishos could even be done on Shabbos, and we hold that it could even be done on Shabbos in Shin Pei, the Chelik Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that you can't remember. We even saw yesterday that it could go back and forth. Chozer Chalila. That you could switch off back and forth throughout the day. But again, fundamentally, like Beis Hillel, we always pass in like Beis Hillel. See, here too, we pass in like Beis Hillel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Echad mi b'nei chatzis, sheshachach v'lo eir v'machirim. One person was not ma'arif. Oser alayim, he asers, and his presence creates problems. Mata kanasam yevata lahem rishuso. He should do bitul rishus. What's the formula for bitul rishus? She yomar rishusi mevutalas lachem o knuya lachem. Right, my rishus is mevutal, is nullified to you. The ein sarech liknos bekinyan sudar. You don't need another type of kinyan. All you need to say is words, verbal. So it's not a normal type of kinyan. Right, even Beis Shammai, who says Miknei Rishus, right? That's the Machlokas. Right, Beis Shammai says Miknei Rishus, and Beis Hillel says Istaluke Rishusa Ba'alma, and Istaluke Rishusa B'Shabbat Dabi. That could happen. So the Shulchan Aruch says you don't need a Kinyan Suder. V'yachol Levatel Afi Shetechshach. There it is. You can be Levatel even after it gets dark, like we paskin like Beis Hillel. So commenting on this Machlokas. The Ritva here in Erevin on Daf Ayin Aleph says the Ritva on Ayin Aleph. Umukne Rishusa, we'll go in order. He has two pieces. Number one, Mikne Rishusa B'Shabbos Usser. Beis Shammai says it's called Mikne Rishus when it's like a transaction, when you remove yourself from your rights from your field, and therefore you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, because after all, kinyanim on Shabbos are usur. V'yafilu litzarech eruv sheyesh bo tzarech Shabbos, says the Ritva, and even tzarech eruv, which is somewhat of a tzarech Shabbos, v'lo itiru kinyan b'Shabbos elagabi shchiv meiram kedush lo titariv daito alav. The only time we'll allow a kinyan, again, kinyanim are isurei derabanan on Shabbos. Right, the Mishnah says in Maseches Beitza, right, you're not allowed to be a kone kinyan or makne or mocher or no coat on Shabbos. But the Ritva says, based on the Gemara elsewhere, Baba Basra and in Gittin, that Shchiv Mira, for somebody on their deathbed, Shloti Tarif Daito, so that he doesn't get worse, we will allow a Kinyan on Shabbos. But that's it. Otherwise, no Kinyanim on Shabbos. And therefore, if Beis Shammai considers this a Kinyan, being Mistalek, the Mevato Rishus, so that is why it's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Generally, Kinyanim are stayed away. We stay away from Kinyanim on Shabbos. Sometimes the Sarach Mitzvah is Mutter. Sometimes the Sarach Mitzvah is Mutter. The Mishnah Brura in Shin Vav Lama Gimel has a discussion of a shul, right? Of a shul. The Shulchan Aruch says the Ramah says in Shin Vav Yesh Omrim Demakim Shinogin Litin Lakori Batora Misha Beirach, in a place where there's a minhag to give a Misha Beirach to a person who gets an aliyah, v'noder litztakab olachazin, da'aser b'shabes lifso kama yitain, v'haminag lahakel, The minhag is to be makel by mishaberachs, because, you know, that's the letzorech mitzvah. The afilu, the Mishnah Berura quotes, afilu chazen ashir, kivish anosin lo zek kadesh yispal lefnei amud haritzorech mitzvah. Ubinyin hachrozes mitzvahs beis haknesses. What about announcing and selling things in shul? Selling things in shul. Announcements. Yesh osrim v'yesh batirim. The loshayach mekach umemkar ela b'chevetz hanikne. It could be the whole isidur rabbanon of buying and selling is where there's an object, there's a chefsa. We're buying and selling an object, that's where there's an isidur rabbanon of business. But if just buying or selling a right, like I'm going to get the chazak or anything, ubamakam shenagu heter in limchos biyadan, it's there for that a problem. And then he talks about knias makomos bebesak neses, buying spots in shul, knias esrogim min hakol achar gemar mitzvasan. What if there's only one lulav in shul? Only one lulav in shul, in the days of old, not so old, right, in Europe, sometimes you had one lulav for the town, and the first day it has to be yours, it has to be lachem. So what do you do after the first person? So you have to be kone it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's what we do, right? Lekulia, right, if it's for the mitzvah, so then it's allowed. If it's to bake esro jelly, right, then it wouldn't be allowed. Okay, he talks about the issues of kinyanim on Shabbos. What about Letzorech Mitzvah, right? But the Mishmir Shabbos talks about giving a bar mitzvah boy and a chassan, different items. Could you say that you're kona this really after Shabbos? Okay, that's the first paragraph in the Ritva. Within Beis Shammai, who says Mikne Rishusa, and therefore you get into the issues of Kinyanim on Shabbos. But the second, Rabbi Hillel says, it's Istaluke Rishusa. Istaluke Rishusa would not be a problem. That's Shapir Dami, says the Ritva. Lufum Pashta Mashma de Shapir Dami Bechol Duchta. Sounds like it's always mutter. It's always mutter to remove oneself on Shabbos. V'yim kein, mutter lasos mechila b'Shabbos. If that's true, then siluk is like mechila. It's like forgiving on Shabbos. Somebody owes me money, am I allowed to forgive them on Shabbos? You don't have to pay me. I'm mochel. So the Ritva says that's a siluk, isn't it? It's taluke. And therefore, that should be mutter on Shabbos. Mihu, Efshar lachush v'lomar dachi kamar. Maybe not. Shaper dami d'tzorach mitzvah erev kamar. Yipnei sheish bo tzad mitzvah, sheish bo tikun l'tzorach Shabbos. Unless you say even siluk is a little questionable, and it's only mutter l'tzorach mitzvah. Just like we said, according to Beis Shammai, mikne is always usher except for tzorach shchiv mera. Says the Ritva, I'm not sure. Maybe this means that all mechilu will be mutter on Shabbos because it's only a siluk. It's not a kinyan. Or maybe not. Maybe it's only l'tzorach le'erev. And that is a big topic that we've discussed in the past in terms of siluk on Shabbat. How do you view mechila? Is mechila really a siluk? That's what the Ritva says. That's the stipler in Sanhedrin Siman Hey, which we discuss. He quotes from the Machane Ephraim, a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, but a couple hundred years before the stipler. So he talks about zechia mehefker. I inyano siluk v'hafkaz zechuyosav. Kedugmas hefker ba'alma is mechila. When I'm mochel to you, I remove myself from that chiyuv. Is that what's happening conceptually? O shuinin hakna'a. Or no, it's as if I have the money that you owe me and I'm makna it back to you. But how do you look at mechila? Shemakna la nitva mashiyesh lo alav. And he quotes at least three nafkaminas. He says, can you do mechila to a katan? A 10-year-old owes you money. Can you do mechila to a katan, and does it belong to a katan midaraisa? So we know the rule usually is a katan can't be kona something midaraisa. If a katan picks up a mitzia, he only owns it midrabanan. So here too, if mechila is siluk, I'm just removing myself. The katan owes me money, then it's not his midaraisa. It's because he wasn't kona. But if mechila is looked at as a hakna'a, I'm being makna the money, so we know based on Tosfos, Shita, and a few places, Das Echar is makna. Even though a katan cannot be kone by himself, but if somebody is makna it into the katan's rishus, then it would work. Das Echar is makna. So maybe mechila is Das Echar is makna. That's number one, mechila la katan. Right, number two, what about mechila bar korcha of a love? What if the love doesn't want to take my money? Love says, no, I gave you this loan, but I want it to be a present. I don't want you to pay me back. And I say, no, I don't want it. And you want to force the Lova to take back the, you want to force the Lova to take it back. right, for the malve to be mochel to the love. So again, if it's a hakna, you can't do a hakna bal karcha. Kenna bal karcha don't work. But if it's a siluk, I'm just removing myself. You have no choice. I'm removing myself and you now have the money. Right? Or number three of third, he says, what happens? Could he be mochel botoka de dibur? He says, this one's a tricky one. The stipler says, why should that make a difference? But I guess you might say, kinyanim have rules that you can be chozer botoka de dibur for kinyanim. If it's a siluk, maybe it's too quick. Like, it's not an act that occurred. You just removed yourself. So he would say that you can't be chozer botoka de dibur. Okay. So relates, that's all the machre efraim that he quotes. The stipler says, well, the nafkamina could be whether you need a kinyan by mechila. That's the sugya in Sanhedrin in the first parak, whether mechila tzricha kinyan or not. But this is a chakira of mechila, and the Ritva notes that that's what istaluke here could mean. Just like istaluke is mutter on Shabbos according to Beis Hillel, so maybe mechila would be mutter as well. So that's just two comments of the Ritva on this machlokes in our Mishnah. So we continue now. So the first half of the Mishnah was, when can you do Bittul Rishus? Second half of the Mishnah is, what if the person reneged on the Bittul Rishus? Right? He acted in a way that he undid it. Misha Nasan Rishuso. V'hotzi Beit Shogim Emezar is Oser Allah Divri Meir. According to our Girsa here, Remeir says no matter what, he ruins it. The Bittul Rishus is ruined. We'll see the other Girsa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mezit Oser Shogim Yen Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says no, only Mezit. If he came out on purpose, so then we say he undid it. But if it was a Shogeg, we assume that he wouldn't have wanted to and he's not Oser. Says the Gemara, as we explained, Nosdim Rishus means Mevatlin Rishus, that it can you nullify and remove your status. What's the Havamina otherwise? How else might I have I interpreted the Mishnah? So maybe I would have went, maybe I would have meant thought that this meant Schiris Rishus, the Schiris that a guy does, right? But the answer is no, that's not done on Shabbos, that's more of a Kenyan. And therefore, what the Mishnah really means is Bittul Rishus. Bittul Rishus. That's what the Karban Eida says. To go against Bilafuke the Schiris. Beisham Keni next. Beishamay Omrim Mi Bodyon Beisilo Mishatechshach. Keni Masisa Beisilo Omrim Mishatechshach. Yes, Beisilo is the one that says Mishatechshach. Meaning there was another version out there of this Mishnah that had the Shitas flipped. That Beishamay was the Mach Mekel and Beisilo was the machmir. But the Gemara says, don't think that way. It's as we have it. Dalkein, because if you don't have it, if you have the other way, if you say that Beis Hillel says you have to do it before Shabbos, and Beis Shammai says you can do it on Shabbos, he must eat some Mikula Beis Shammai and Mechumer Beis Hillel. Then this should be on the list of the Beis Shammai Kulas and the Beis Hillel Chumras in Meseches Idios, where those are listed, and this is not on that list. So it must be that our Argyris is correct, that the Beis Hillel is the one that's Mekel and says you could be Mevatel Rishos on Shabbos, and Beis Shammai is the one that says, no, you have to do it beforehand. Tosfos has a little comment. There's a little Tosfos. The other Rishonim also say this. But if you look at the little Tosfos on Ayin Aleph, I'm an Aleph here. The Tosfos says that, actually it's not on Ayin Aleph, I'm an Aleph. Where's the, I have to find the Tosfos. He talks about the Mishnah in Gittin about Kinyanim is different. I'll find it. It's a little Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Okay, we'll get it later. Good. Says the Gemara. Mishnasam Rishuso Vahotzi. If somebody gave his Rishus, meaning he was Mavata Rishusi, and then he was Motzi, and then he reneged, Keni Mastisa, Mishabita Rishuso Vahotzi. That's what it means. Nasam Rishus means Mavata Rishus. That it is, right, removed, and according to Beis Hillel, siluke rishus v'hotzi, Beit Shogeg v'mezid ari za oser, keni mastisa eino oser, right, we had a few days ago, the opposite girsa, according to Rabbi Meir, really, eino oser, if he tries to renege, he does not aser, period. Tani, following Tosefta, the following brisa, shnayim shayushu tafim v'chatzer. What if you have two people that are in a chatzer, and they made an eruv? Wonderful. Umeis echad mehem, but then one of them died. One of them died, v'nafal abayis Yerushalechem and Ashuk. And then the house was yarshin to somebody who does not live in the yard. The house now is owned by somebody who is not in the yard. So what's the halacha now with this Erev? The one who's not in the yard did not take part in the Erev, obviously. So it depends. Achloch Hashaycha, if the person died before Shabbos, so then, Hareza Osa, that's a problem. Because when Shabbos started, there was a house that was not included in the Erev. And this person owned it somewhere else. So you go when Shabbos started. That's the key line. So here you have two or three people in the who made an Erev. One of them died. So now this house belongs to somebody who did not take part in the Erev. So that's a problem. That's a problem. Hareza Oser. Mishecha Shecha, even though he doesn't live there, right? The Karban Eda. Vyavisheno Darkan. Even though he doesn't live there, it's still going to be a problem. Mishecha Shecha, but if the person died after Shabbos started, Eino Oser. Then you say, no, it doesn't Oser. Since when Shabbos started, everybody was included in the Erev. So then that's it. You don't say that there's a problem that starts on Shabbos. So that is the first part of the Braisa. We'll get back to the second part of the Braisa, but first the Gemara comments. Revacha, b'shem Rebbe Chinina de Beis Shammai. This Braisa seems to reflect Beis Shammai. Why? The Beis Shammai Omer mean Mevat L'Rishos B'Shatech Shach. Beis Shammai Omer Mevat L'Rishos B'Shatech Shach. Beis Shammai Sol, he's quoted the Mishnah. Beis Shammai says, once Shabbos starts, you're done. Beis Hillel says, now you have an option. So why does this Braisa seem to be like Beis Shammai? Because according to Beis Hillel, why does the Mishnah say, why does the Braisa say, if the death had on death happened before Shabbos, you're finished, you're done? Why is that? You know, maybe if you could still be Mevat L'Rishos, you didn't know about it until Shabbos, there's a choice. You could be still be Mevat L'Rishos on Shabbos. The fact that the Gemara doesn't give, the Braisa does not give that option, maybe it seems like the Braisa is following Beis Shammai, that there is no other option. There is no other option. Okay, fine. Amreb Yossi Barbun, Rabbi Yossi Barbun has a different comment and says, as a kasha on the Braisa, right? You're telling me that if the person died before Shabbos, so then it is Oser and it causes problems. Mikiva Shemes ain't Bittur Rishos Gadol Mizeh. One second, a person can be about the Rishus before Shabbos. So if the person died, isn't that the greatest bit of Rishus? Right? He's removed himself. He's not around. So it definitely should be Mutter. And if so, and he's assuming that if the other person is not living there, it's not going to cause a problem. Because you're right, the person who died was Mevatel Rishus, but the person who Yarshind was not Mevatel Rishus. So Rabbi Yossi Barbun is assuming that, again, maybe against the Tanakama, Dira below Diurim is not a problem. So the only issue is the person that died, so that's ultimately a bit of Rishus. So therefore, it should be okay. That is all the first half of the Braisa and the Gemara's comments on it. Right? We have Rav Acha's comments and Rav Yossi Barbun's comments. So now we go to the second part of the Braisa. Hooray! Right, what is the first part of the Braisa? You have an Erev, and then one of the people in the Erev died right before Shabbos, or on Shabbos. So now the other way. Hooray Shehaya Le'echa Ben Ashok Bais Imahim b'chatzer, somebody who lives outside the chatzer has a house. Somebody who lives outside the chatzer has a house. And umeis. And then he dies. V'nafal habayis yushalei chameyem. And now the house belongs to somebody in the chatzer. In the chatzer. So now what? And they made an eruv. The people in the chatzer made an eruv. But now, one of the people in the chatzer now has a new house that he didn't have before. So atchalo chashecha, if the person died before Shabbos, switch the girsa, eino oser. This is the girsa of the Karban Eda and most other mafarshim. If the person died before Shabbos and now left a chatzer in this, right, in this area, in this mavui, now one of the people who took part in the Erev owns a new chatzer, that's fine. Why? Because when he makes his Erev, he includes all of his properties. So eino oser. So it's included, right? The new owner would include his new chatzer in the Erev. Misha chashecha, but once if the person outside the chatzer died, so the chatzer comes into the mavui on Shabbos, right? And the person who made the Erev didn't own it when Shabbos started, so then hareza oser. That would be a problem, right? Because when Shabbos started, the house belonged to someone who didn't take part in the Erev. And so what? That on Shabbos, that person died, it should be a problem. And the Gemara says, again, because there's no option given in the Braisa, it sounds like Beis Shammai. Odi to Beis Shammai Omrim, Mevat L'Rishos B'Shatech Shach, Beis Hillel Omrim, Mevat L'Rishos B'Shatech Shach. Right? It should be, according to Beis Hillel, there's an option. Right? Don't just say Oser, Oser. There's always an option of Bittul Rishos. Right? The person who just got this Chatzer should be able to say, I'm out. Right? I'm misalik my Rishos from this Chatzer. The fact that that's not given, it must be that it is following Beis Shammai's Shita. The person who got this yard, right, a person died, and then the person yarshined, so he must be happy that he got this big yard, but he also lost a relative. That's the unusual halacha in Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch says, different feelings and events are not mevatel each other. And therefore, the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, if somebody loses a relative, but they yarshin 5 million shekel from the relative, so there's a double bracha. There's two brachas that are said, right? There's a bracha of Dayana Emes, and there's a bracha of Hatova Hametiv, or Shechianu. And each one is said, and each one is a mevatel the other one. It doesn't mean you have to say the Shechianu Hatova Hametiv out loud, you know, in front of everybody while you're tearing Kriya, right? It doesn't have to be, you know, public like that. But the, you know, each one is recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Tov and gives the Ra. Okay. Mao Liskar, switching the gears of Rishus, we should Akshach. So we just spoke about Bittul Rishus. What about Schiras Rishus? What about a Goy? A Goy's involvement on Shabbos. Can you be Socher Rishus? Could you, arrange to giving the guy, giving the Goy money to rent his Rishus out on Shabbos? The question is this real, actual, kinyan, or is it more symbolic? This is the Tosfos that I was referring to before. It's Tosfos on Samach Vav Amin Aleph. Samach Vav Amin Aleph. The, Tosfos says, how do you look at this schiras? I'm giving money to the guy to be considered as if I rented out his area. Says the Tosfos, Lo domi lo mekach umemkar, le'aser b'shabbos. Dolohavi ella kimatana ba'alma, shein osin ella lahatir tiltel. That's Tosfos. This is a symbolic mekach umemkar, right? It's not a real buying something. I'm renting the rishus for Shabbos from the guy. So it's symbolic. So that's the Gemara's question here. Can you do that on Shabbos? This might not be real, a real kinyan. Mao liskar rishus mishatevshach. Can you do the schiris makom after it gets dark? So Rabchia, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ima, Salkon, Lachamsa the God there, they had this case. These rabbis went up to Chamsa the God there, and this happened. There was a guy there that they didn't arrange beforehand. So Shalom, Rabbi Chaba, Bar Yosef, Ashara, he allowed it to do this Chiris Makom from the guy on Shabbos. Right, this is quoted in a few places in the Shulchan Aruch, including in Shin Pei Gimel Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Yehudi Adaram Shnei Yisraelim Veino Ein Yehudi Bebeso. If he's not around in his house, Eino Oser, and they can make the Erev. That's what we possibly make a din that Diras Akum without the Akum there is not a problem. Baha Eino Yehudi B'Shabbes Oser Veirev Batel. If a guy shows up on Shabbos, he didn't do anything before him with him, so he ruins it, right? Diras Akum Beli Akum doesn't ruin it, but if he shows up on Shabbos, so he ruins it. Umihu Yecholom Liskar Mimenu B'Shabbes. But you can be socher from him on Shabbos. V'achar kach yivato lecha lechaveiro. After you're rent from him, so then you still have five people. He's coming, ruins your Erev. His coming ruins your Erev. So after he's your socher makom, everybody will have to be mevato rishus to one of the Jews in the chatzar. Okay, so can you describe this about Shabbos? So the keter of Chama Yosef, he says yes. Shimo shamin Rabbi Yochanan umar yafa asisem. Rabbi Yochanan hears about this and says, great job. You did good. Yafa asisem. Shamar shimin lakish umar lo asisem yafer. Rabbi Yochanan hears about it and says, wrong. Rabbi Yochanan says, you shouldn't have done that. Why? Ma plikin, Rabbi Zira amar lo plikin. Rabbi Zira says, really, there's no machlokas. Mar lo amar yafa asisem shesachartem. The one who says, Rabbi Yochanan, that says you did well, because you could do actual schiras makom on Shabbos. That's fine. The problem is the next step. Umanda amar lo asisem yafe shetoltaltem. The one who said no good, that's Reish Lakish, he's talking about after you were socher makom, you were metaltel. Right? What is that? What's the issue? The issue is, as I just alluded to, right when these Jews made an Erev. Right when the guy shows up, their Erev is finished. It's not effective. So what can they do? They can be socher makom from the guy. But right when you're socher makom from the guy, so fine, that works, but then you have 10 Jews that have schiras makom from a guy, but they didn't make an Erev because the Erev was ruined when the guy showed up. So they each now cannot, they have schiras makom, but they can't be metaltel. That's what Reish Lakish got upset about. Unless they would now be mevatel rishus to one of them. That would be okay, but they didn't do that here, and that's why Reish Lakish was upset. Rabbi Ba Amar Pliger, Rabbi Ba says no. Rabbi Ba says, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan argue here. Manda Amar Yafasisim Rabbi Yochanan, who says they did well, Shesachartim Vishel Teltaltim. Everything they did, right? And the everything they did is correct. The Erev, according to this view, the Erev is reinstated. Meaning the guy shows up, he ruins the Erev. Right when they're Socher Makom from the guy, the Erev that they had originally is reinstated. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's all good what you did. And Rabbi Yishlakish yells both. You can't do Skiris Makom on Shabbos. You can't, the Erev is not reinstated. And therefore, he was upset about both things, and it's a machlokas. Period. Rabbi Boy. Right? We just spoke about sometimes new issues coming up on Shabbos. Right? The guy showing up on Shabbos, ruining the Erev. So we're going to get back. These five lines we had already earlier. Avlin Yimichitzas Kane. What about walls changing on Shabbos? Walls changing on Shabbos. We learned earlier that you're allowed to have an inferior type of wall. I remember the case where you just have horizontal or you just have vertical, right, for travelers. You're allowed to have that as long as it's up to 2,000, right, two beis up, right, up until that point. So what happens if you had that at the beginning of Shabbos? Here we go. Hey, Chavita. Hayushnayim. There were two people. Two people are not allowed to have such a huge area. Remember, the inferior type of walls allow a large area only for what's called the travelers, which are at least three people. Two people can't have such a large area, up until two beisa. So what happens? Shabbos started, you had two people. Hayishnayim ve'irvu erev echad. You had two people that made one erev. What does that mean? We had this earlier. One erev means they made a smaller area up until two beisa tayim, and they made an erev. And then all of a sudden, uba goy v'hosef. And on Shabbos, a goy comes, enlarges the enclosure, and adds a Jew. So one second, when a Jew is added, now you have three Jews, then you're allowed to have a larger area. So is this allowed? Because when Shabbos started, you only had two. So Gemara says, "Farnichnas Shabbos be'isser." Or no, you can't carry more because you go by when Shabbos started. And the opposite, "Hayushlosha v'irvushnei eruvin." What if there were three Jews and they made two erev? Two erevs here doesn't really mean two erevs. We had this earlier again. It means you made a huge erev with the inferior walls because you're allowed to if you have at least three traveling Jews. Upa goy upachas, and the guy came, took away a Jew, and made it smaller. So is it more limited? The answer is no. The answer is once it started beheter, it's beheter. And you see from the following brisa that the key is when Shabbos started. The following brisa reflects this shita. Called Shabbos, shenichnas beheter, mutter, beisser isser, whatever is in effect. When Shabbos started, that stays in effect. Beisser beisser, chutz min ha-mevatel rishus. Except for a bittul rishus, remember, because we said you could do bittul rishus on Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel. Therefore, everything stays in effect unless something changes like a bittul rishus. And then the Gemara says, ve'ista amrei, changing that, chutz min ha-mevatel min ha-maskir. That's what we said, we had a machlokas. Or maybe schiris rishus, as we said. Schiris rishus maybe could be happen on Shabbos. We paskin, it can happen on Shabbos. So either way, things, other issues don't change on Shabbos, if the walls change, if the other mitzvahs change, but bittel and schiris can happen on Shabbos. Period. Ma'u liska rishus min apuntik. What about schiris makom from a puntik? What's a puntik? There are a bunch of Jews in an inn, and there's a non-Jew there also. So you have to be socher makom from the non-Jew. But the non-Jew who's staying in the inn went out for the day, so he's not around. Can the other Jews go to the landlord, the owner of the hotel, be socher makom from him on behalf of this non-Jew that's not there? That's the question. Right, there's no shlichus from a guy to a guy, really, but this is a stand-in, and remember we said this is all symbolic, so can that be done? Right, can be socher from the maskir. Reb Chinna, Reb Yochanan, Salkon, L'chamsa de Gadir. This happened. They went again to Chamsa de Gadir. Amrin, Namtad, Ashiyavo, but Zakeni, Hadaram, L'kan. Let's wait till the rabbis from the south come. Remember, they're south, Yerushalayim area. Asar Rabbi Afis Daroma Vashal and Levishara. They asked him and he mattered it. Shamar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Again, Rish Lakish shows up and says, V'yamar, Me'achar Shagoy Bo Omotzieni Lo Asino Klum. Rish Lakish says, no. Once that other renter comes, he could go in and throw us out of his, what were you saying? He was the maskir, the owner was Mevatel Rishus. If that guy comes back in and he wants his room, he takes his room. What do you mean Mevatel Rishus? That doesn't work, Rish Lakish says. So Gemara says, Shimon bar Ba Amar, Rabbi Yochanan boy, Me'ata Ein Bateinu Shalanu. Hey, Reish Lakish, if you're telling me that if you're ever going to be able to get thrown out of your house, then you could ever do Bittul Rishus, then we can never do Bittul Rishus. There are always soldiers passing by through our homes, and they make themselves comfortable in our homes. Right? So we should never be able to be in Bittul Rishus, because just like you're saying, oh, you're choshesh that the other renter could come in and knock us out. So any soldier knocks us out. So the answer is no. There's a big difference. Reb Yossi Bar Simon Meshem Rabbi Baitus Ain Batena Shalana Laduri Manu. When the soldiers come in, they don't throw us out. They just like take a room in our house, right? They'll share.
Share.
So that's not called that we're totally out. So we can still be about the rishos. Halotzei Sein Motzino, so they don't throw us out. Ube Puntik Motzino Sanu. But in the Puntik, in the inn, they're going to totally throw us out of the room of that belongs to them. And therefore, the Gemara's Maskata seems to be that you cannot rent it from the maskir, from the owner of the inn. You got to rent it from the guy himself. Period. Says the Mishnah. Balabai Shei Shutuf L'Shcheinim. Now we're getting into issues of Shituf Mavos. Remember, we have Erev Chatzeros, houses to yards and yards to sheet, yards to alleys. So a bunch of yards that go into alleys. So we said you have to designate a bottle of wine, a barrel of wine, in order to connect and make it one big happy family. So, what if there's, in the area, there's a partnership. There's one guy that has a partnership in business with wine. Two different people, he has two different partnerships. They're not connected to each other. But the one person is connected to both of them. So is that good enough automatically, even without making a shituf? Because they're partners in the wine. Yeah, that's enough. That's enough, because they're all connected through the wine. But if Reuben is connected to Shimon with wine, and Reuben is connected to Levi with oil, no good. Then they would have to make a separate shituf. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, even wine and oil is good enough. Even wine and oil is good enough. Period. Why does it work? What's the difference between the wine and the oil? It's Bederach Eretz. It's what people do. When Reuven has two partnerships with Shimon and Levi respectively, you know why that's all considered shituf without doing anything more? Because really, they would combine everything together. They didn't mix all their wines together. And therefore, it's called one big happy family, even if you didn't mix. Lezeba yayin, lezeba shemen. But if one has wine, one has oil. Hovu makna taruvu so sharach lariv. The Tanakhama says that's not an automatic combination because you're not going to mix the wine and the oil, and therefore you need to do a separate shituf. Rabbi Ba Bar Kana, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi b'shem Rav. B'nisunim mukliyachad yimas nisa. Rav holds more lechumra. When we say in the Mishnah here that it works, it's only if they're put in the same barrel. Don't go by. Potentially they could be, when it says you have wine with this guy, and they put it into the same kli. That's when it would be good enough to be an automatic shituf. If not, it doesn't have to be in the same kli for a shituf, but that's only if you want to use this automatically without having kavana for the shituf. If you have kavana for a shituf, then it could be in different barrels also. But that's the machlokas here, whether potential is enough or not. And one final, Amar Rabbi Zrika, on time of the Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah says even oil and wine work. Why? Because sometimes people combine wine and oil. If you drink a nigrin, which is like a beet type of liquid, right, it's discussed in Maseches Brachos also, you put in wine and oil. So you see wine and oil can be combined potentially in the same kli, so therefore it's good enough for a shituf, even if you didn't have it in mind. Period. We'll stop there by Tani.